The news of the burning down of the Kumba District Hospital has left many Cameroonians of goodwill in utter disbelief as they find it hard to understand how we got ourselves to this level of inhumanity and barbarism where a medical facility that provides health care to all and sundry will be set ablaze with patients burnt alive on their sick bed. How did we really sink so low? Today, propaganda has taken center stage. Accusation and counter-accusations are being traded between pro-separatists and the government as to who is responsible for the atrocities. With a problem of selective perception, everyone seems to be interpreting the situation based on which side in the conflict they sympathize with. As the days go by, we continue arguing and more atrocities are being committed. If we are sincere with ourselves and we look deep within us, we will realize that atrocities have been committed by both the Cameroon military and the separatist fighters. Think of the young men who were pulled out of their homes in Babuti quarters in Boya and shot dead in cold blood. The population pointed accusing fingers at the government and their military. Administrative officials stayed quiet as if to say, grumble and stay, what will you do? It was a similar situation with other young men who were killed in the Sampit neighborhood in Boya, allegedly by the Cameroonian military. Then came the incident in which the bishop of the Diocese of Mamfe, Monseigneur Andrew Nkea, maintained that the military shot indiscriminately at the church house, killing a Kenyan priest who was on duty there. The Cameroon government denied the allegation and blamed it on the separatists. On the other side of the divide, there are many innocent people who have lost fingers, with some losing a complete arm cut off by separatist fighters who see it as a means of forcing the population into submission for their imposed ghost towns and lockdowns to be effective. From the foregoing, it can be seen that the message is clear. Violence only begets more violence. Since the head of state chose the military option to resolve the Anglophone crisis instead of an inclusive and frank dialogue, it only exacerbated the problem. The Anglophone problem has proven to be unique, and the government must realize that it cannot be approached like the Boko Haram insurgency in the northern parts of the country. Why do we keep on lying to ourselves instead of acknowledging the truth? Why do we continue to leave the object and follow the shadow? This is exactly why for over 3 years now, what started like ordinary street protests has metamorphosed into a civil war that has reached unacceptable and inhuman proportions. It is not by pretending that all is well that all will be well. Bringing all the students from the Mutengene Police College to march in Boya on the 11th of February in the name of the youths of the town, does it really solve the problem? The cameras will capture the images and Yaounde will think that there was a massive mobilization in Boya, therefore Boya is fine. At the end of the day, who is fooling who? For over a week, people have remained indoors in the two English-speaking regions of the country in fear of the unknown following a lockdown imposed by separatists. Does that not convince us that the problem is more serious than we are willing to admit? We need to stop all this hypocrisy and be truthful with ourselves. Condemning atrocities is not enough. Every Cameroonian of goodwill must be sincere with themselves and put hands on deck for more concrete measures to be taken for a return to normalcy. If not, then we are headed for self-destruction.